lots of you getting in touch about Stonehenge. Leave the site intact, one person says. It is surreal and definitely a sacred space. Jeff's asking why a tunnel? It's not as if there isn't plenty of wide open space adjacent and around to enhance the original road or build others. Do keep that feedback coming into us. Interesting to hear your views on that. Also, people getting in touch about Michaela Wrong, our first interview this morning, so it was about Rwanda. And also, questions are coming in about asparagus. Kath Irvine's going to be with us later on this hour on how to prep for a bumper crop when spring rolls round. So let's see, what time is it? Yeah, she'll be coming on in just over half an hour's time. So if you've got questions for Kath, 2101 or saturday@rnz.co.nz. Interesting on your kōrero about Grace this morning. A very timely interview. About time, says Gordon. Someone else saying, regarding capitalism being planned, imagine a vast computer system that centralises what is available to buy and directs you to buy what the owners want. It's called Amazon. Thank you, Michael, for getting in touch this morning. Someone else saying, what an important interview, an important message for Aotearoa, New Zealand. And someone else saying, capitalism is working just as it's supposed to? Question mark. In case you didn't hear it in my voice. That's why we hate it, this person says. Lots of you getting in touch about Grace Blakely this morning. This woman is a visionary and should be in charge, one text says. Another one says, great interview on vulture capitalism. An interesting view is the role of an increasingly debt-fueled world versus one based on a harder-based currency. Another one says, getting together face-to-face at the same time, at the same place, is transformational. Human relationships and collective effort can be an effective antidote to poisonous individualism. It's one of the things that Grace Blakely was talking about. Protests, rallies and demonstrations are the new reading, writing and arithmetic, according to Mark in Dunedin. Another one, though, says your guest seems to ignore the elephant in the room, the powerful financial system and the fractional reserve banking with the power to create money by the central banks and the retail banks, especially as the central banks are able to prop up the system to enable retail banks to facilitate massive asset values and massive debt forced on the productive economy. Another one, not so keen. Anyone who remembers the 60s and 70s would shudder at the thought of returning unions to power, the most corrupt bunch of thugs imaginable, according to this texter. Interesting one as well, saying check out George Selden, who was the inventor of the modern combustion engine. Henry Ford, who Grace was talking about, created an antitrust atmosphere in banking circles which saw the collapse of early EVs with the help of Rockefeller, who was the money behind Standard Oil Company. Don't know about that one. We'll maybe take a look at that. Thank you very much, all of you, for getting in touch, though. 2101 to get in touch with us in the studio. Also Saturday at rnz.co.nz, because you were listening to RNZ National, and to Saturday Morning with Susie Ferguson. So very many of you getting in touch in this. Lots of people saying as well that they loved hearing Stan Walker and just woke up to the intro of Stan Walker's Waiata. Wow, what a great start to the day. Thank you, Stan. You are truly a great and beautiful New Zealand artist. Lovely to hear. Also another saying, Morena, this has brought me to tears this morning, including Stan with his beautiful voice. Ngā mihi nui. Thank you very much, all of you, for getting in touch with us here at RNZ National. You're listening to Saturday Morning with Susie Ferguson. So much feedback coming in. Rachel Hunter's mother did my colours in the early 1980s, one person says, and I've dressed mostly as a winter ever since. Someone else says, I had my colours done on a team event in Boston. I was a warm spring. I can say when I wear any of those colours, I get compliments. And that's from Joe, who says, surprisingly, not an autumn, even though a redhead. Lots of people talking about the Colour Me Beautiful book, owning the book back in the 1980s. I think it's about a 50-50 split about whether you like that interview or not. Interesting. We love getting your feedback here. And of course, you can listen again to any of our interviews at rnz.co.nz/Saturday.